With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A New York prosecutor is looking to muzzle former President Trump.
Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg asking a judge for a partial gag order on Donald Trump to protect prosecutors, court staff, jurors, and witnesses, arguing the former president's attacks pose a significant threat to the trial starting March 25th. Trump continually denying charges involving alleged hush money payments to cover up affairs from voters. The DA citing a surge in threats and messages, including "leave Trump alone or Bragg will get assassinated." More than 600 emails and phone calls to his office. Julie Walker, New York.
President Biden makes a pitch for his foreign aid bill when he meets today with the top four congressional leaders at the White House. They'll also talk about averting a looming partial government shutdown. The border crisis will be taking center stage on Thursday.
The U.S.-Mexico border will host a high-stakes split screen Thursday when President Biden and his predecessor, Mr. Trump, both visit separate Texas towns. President Biden will visit Brownsville to meet with Border Patrol and law enforcement agents. The visit will mark his second trip to the border as president and his first in more than a year. Trump is expected to be in Eagle Pass, a little more than 300 miles away, where he plans to attack Biden on immigration and crimes committed by illegal migrants. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the test results on a white powder sent to the Jupiter, Florida home of Donald Trump Jr. said to be inconclusive, but the substance is not considered deadly, according to officials. It's being investigated by the county sheriff's department as well as the Secret Service. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 124 points. The Nasdaq trading 37 points higher. The S&P is 1 point lower. This is SRN News. China has blocked one of the world's favorite Christian platforms.
If you live in mainland China, you can no longer access Pray.com. The Communist Party has removed the site from the Apple App Store as part of its ongoing effort to limit the spread and practice of Christianity. Pray.com CEO Steve Gattana says, quote, "Our team is exploring alternative avenues to deliver our content and services to the people in China. More than 16 million people around the world use the app, making it the number one daily prayer platform." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The head of the Jewish community in Denmark says a number of anti-Semitic incidents registered since the October 7th attack on Israel that ignited the war in Gaza has reached levels not seen since World War II. In 2023, 121 incidents were recorded in Denmark, chiefly online. Of those incidents, 20 were death threats, which the country has not seen since the 1980s. This is SRN News. 31st anniversary of a New York City terror attack has not gone unnoticed.
The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey holding a memorial mass Monday in Manhattan, marking the day a van with explosives was set off in the garage of the original World Trade Center, killing six, injuring more than 1,000. Charlie Makish was the Port Authority's World Trade Center director at the time, offering a prayer of intercession.
That the agents of terrorism and violence will come to see the futility of their ways and turn to the paths of peace and reconciliation.
Six people were convicted. A seventh remains on the FBI's most wanted list. The bombing, a harbinger of the 9/11 terror attacks. Julie Walker, New York.
The crackdown on dissidents intensifies in Russia, where a court has sentenced the co-chair of a Nobel-winning rights group to 30 months in prison for criticizing the war in Ukraine. More details, SRNnews.com.